the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Lots of people are getting away from it all this week. I'm sure we'll all be getting away from it from Thursday evening, watching Ireland against the Czech Republic in the World Cup qualifier. But lots of people are going to Prague and they're going without tickets. I know quite a few people who have no intention of going to the match but will be partying in Prague as a bit of a go-away this week. Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie, if they can take themselves out of the pubs other than at match time, there's lots to do in Prague, isn't there?
There is, Matt. Yeah, it's absolutely a gorgeous city. Now, I know people won't be going for its beauty, but it really, really is. In fact, it's often compared to Paris. And I was only there a couple of years ago and absolutely loved it. It's actually quite unusual as well, because a medieval city at the UNESCO World Heritage site right in the centre of the old town. It's really well preserved. It was like untouched by war, by natural disaster. So it's kind of almost looks like a little bit of it like a movie set when you're walking around. It's really, really beautiful. Architectural masterpieces everywhere. It's also nicknamed the City of 100 Spires. So lots of different churches and lots of different Gothic and all different types of buildings. It's really, really quite striking.
Somebody was in touch to suggest don't use the taxis. You're at risk of being ripped off. There's loads of public transport to use instead.
Yeah, the public transport is fantastic. Even from the airport, it's €2 on the bus to the city centre. You can also connect to the metro, because I know, obviously, trying to get hotels in the city centre, there's probably people who are staying on the outskirts, but the public transport is excellent. You can actually tap on the trams as well. It's like you can buy, 24-hour passes or 48-hour passes if you want, but actually it's so cheap, it's probably just as easy to tap and go. It's like around a euro per journey. It's not euro over there, for anybody who isn't aware. It's the Coruna, which you can get in the post office or put on your currency card. But it works out about €1 to go from place to place on the tram. But I will say the main city centre is really walkable. We pretty much walked everywhere. I'd say the times you will use the transport, if you happen to be staying on the outskirts, or when you're getting if you are going to the game and you're getting the tram to the game.
Okay, but I think the Irish football fan is a cultural person, and as well as being in the pubs and restaurants, they will take a bit of time to see the sights. And I suspect many of them will want to see the Old Town Square. Tell us about it.
It's absolutely stunning. You can't miss it. It's the kind of beating heart of the city. Just walking around, as I said, it's that UNESCO World Heritage Site. And the minute you're there, you'll know why. There's lots of different things to see. You can climb the Old Town Hall to bring you to the top of the tower and get views out over the city. There's also this astronomical clock that is the world's oldest functioning clock. Again, it's really, really striking to look at. It does put a little show on every hour, which is a little bit kind of gimmicky, to be honest. It's a procession of the 12 apostles coming out. But either way, you're in the middle of the town square. You're going to stand there and look up at it. And it comes on for 45 seconds on the hour. I will say to people gather around in crowds in that particular spot, look up for the procession to come out. And that's when the pickpockets are rife. So just be careful, because you're not watching yourself. You're looking up at the clock. So that's the prime pickpocket spot in the whole of Prague. Now, I have to say, we had no issues when we were there, but it's pretty much renowned at this stage. So people maybe be aware of that.
Tell us about the Charles Bridge.
Yeah, from there, you can literally walk across Charles Bridge. It was literally completed in 1402. It's absolutely stunning bridge, gorgeous to walk across. And it brings you over to what's called Malastrana, or the Lesser Quarter. This is a kind of slightly quieter area, but again, beautiful old buildings, lovely to walk around, all kind of cobblestone streets, and people's painting, pictures and caricatures and souvenirs and all that. Very touristy, but just really, really nice. You've also got, for anybody who wants to say their prayers, the famous church where the Child of Prague is situated. You can pop in and say that's there.
The Church of Our Lady Victorious, and hopefully that'll be an apt phrase for the Irish football team.
Exactly. And then the John Lennon Wall is there as well.
John Lennon Wall. Why do they have a John Lennon Wall? Are they all big Beatles fans?
Yeah, it was actually when he was shot, people just started writing lyrics and graffiti on this wall. And it just became nicknamed the John Lennon Wall, lyrics of the songs. But it also became a symbol of the resistance back then, because it was a kind of resistance against communism at the time. And every day people would literally paint it or put their graffiti on it, and the authorities would come along and paint over it. And then it was back again the next day. So it actually became a big symbol of resistance in the city. And it's lovely just even to walk around that whole area. Lovely for photo ops and things like that as well.
And then Prague Castle, tell us about that.
Yeah, and the way I'm actually describing it, from the Old Town Square across the bridge through that area, will actually bring you to Prague Castle. So it's a really sort of a nice kind of way to just walk around and explore the whole city. Now, the castle itself is enormous. It's actually the largest castle complex in the world at 70,000 square metres. So, you know, it, like, you could spend a day there, but it's worth it. Like, it's the type of place that would be ideal with a guide, but you could, it's even worth going to walk around and see it. There's a stunning cathedral in the centre, and you can go in or just see it from the outside. We went in, climbed the 287 steps to the top for views of the city. You can do that. And then around it a little bit, I suppose, like Edinburgh Castle, there's all these lovely streets all around it as well. There's one particular place, Golden Lane, that you shouldn't miss. The Czech name of it is called, I have all this on the website, by the way, I have a Prague travel guide for anybody who wants to check any of these details, but it's called Zlata Julika is the name of it, is the Czech name. But it's one of these really kind of side streets that you'd miss if you didn't know about it. Again, looks like kind of straight out of a fairy tale. Instagrammers will love it. Just a lovely spot, so don't miss that as well.
Okay, here's one that'll definitely suit some of our football fans. Tell us about the beer or brandy tours that are available.
Well, there's loads of different beer tours. I mean, Prague is actually the beer capital of Europe, and it has the highest beer consumption per capita in the world. So it's famous for it's the home of Pilsner beer, and it's definitely, you know, Irish fans are just going to have a ball. The atmosphere is going to be fantastic. There's beer houses all over the place, but you can book a beer tour. There's loads of them. If you go on to Viator or get your guide, you'll see just so many. There's a 90-minute tour for about €30, which includes like a tasting of seven different varieties of Czech beer. But one thing I thought was quite good for anybody who wants a bit of culture and beer thrown in, you can book a 3-hour walking tour of the city. So it'll bring you around the city's highlights, and it will also bring you to three of Prague's best microbreweries. So you get your culture, you get your walking tour, you get to see the city, and you get your beer, all for €90 for 3 hours with a guide. So thought that was pretty good.
Right. We better leave it there. I know you've got various bar and restaurant recommendations as well for people who are travelling this week. We'll be going over in the next few days to Prague, and who'll be staying on. I believe quite a few people are going over for the match and staying on for a few days afterwards. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.